Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is December 17th, and from Italy, we hear from Father Agnelli Okure, the worldwide general promoter for justice and peace for the friars of the Order of Preachers. He's calling in from our headquarters in Santa Sabina with a preaching entitled, Be Patient and Wait for the Lord.
A reading from the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. This is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez, the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Aminadab. Aminadab, the father of Nashon. Nashon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Ruth. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon, the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asa. Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Jehoram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah, the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amon. Amon, the father of Josiah. And Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abihud. Abihud, the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Akim. Akim, the father of Elihud. Elihud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar, the father of Matthan. Matthan, the father of Jacob. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Thus, there were 14 generations in all, from Abraham to David, 14, from David to the exile in Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord. You probably were wondering if the reading was going to end. Yes, it has ended. The genealogy of Jesus is a fascinating narrative of family heritage. The detailed accounts of the ancestral heritage of Jesus highlights key people in his lineage. Abraham, designated as the father of the nations, David, the chosen king, Solomon, the temple builder, Jeconiah, king of Judah during the Babylonian exile, Joseph, the legal father of Jesus, whose fatherhood gave Jesus the legal status to claim the royal lineage and the covenant made to his ancestors and the right to the Davidic dynasty. We have prominent women figures too. Tamar, the daughter-in-law of Judah. Rahab, a Canaanite woman from Jericho. And Ruth, a Moabite woman who became the great-grandmother of King David. Their inclusion shows that God's salvation is not limited to Israel. There is also Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. She had been the wife of Uriah and depicts the moral failure in the great King David and the moral failure of us all. Finally, we have Mary, the Blessed One, the mother of Jesus, the model of patience and of unconditional obedience to God. In an effort to show that Jesus is the promised Messiah, the Christ, the genealogy of Jesus gives us great insights into the shortcomings within the human family, illustrating that while the human family is not perfect, not even the ancestral family of Jesus, it illustrates that God works through human imperfections. It shows God's redemptive power despite human frailty. The genealogy of Jesus illustrates also an important and much needed lesson for us human beings, namely the need for patience. While we must do our part as human beings, we must patiently wait for God, trusting that the promises of God are sure to come. God fulfills his promises. It might take centuries or millennia, but they will surely come to pass. A basic problem with us humans is impatience. It is becoming an integral part of our daily lives. Our multitasking lives makes us more and more impatient with ourselves and with others. We send text messages or emails and expect instant reply without thinking if the other person is available or has even seen the message we send. Meanwhile, we get so irritated. I am reminded here of a person who prayed to God for the gift of patience in these words: "Please, Lord, give me the gift and the grace of patience, but please, Lord, hurry up." The promise made by God after the fall, the covenants made through Abraham and David and others down the line, unfolds with the birth of Jesus, millennia after. Think about that. Took millennia, more than 2 millennia, for this to be fulfilled. The psalmist realized the need for patience when he said, "A 1,000 years to you, O God, are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night." Psalm 90, verse 4. The same is echoed in 2nd book of Peter, chapter 3, verse 8. So patience is a great human virtue. It saves us from rash judgment. It shields us from trouble. Gracious God, awaken in us your gift of patience and fill us with the grace of unconditional trust in your promises. Amen.